Welcome. Gospel Harvest International is the evangelistic ministry of Itumeleng and Lindy Mokganye. This ministry is devoted to winning souls and igniting the church to do likewise. As you are listening to this message, we pray that God's word would position and empower you to take the harvest in your world.
Rethink your view of God. You see, we are in a series about rethinking one's life. And today I want to talk about how do you rethink your view of God? A.W. Tozer famously said, "What comes into our mind when we think about God is the most important thing about us. In many ways, of course, it's because of who God is determines so much about our own lives. It determines how you look at your problems, your future, your relationships. When you think about who God is, it determines a lot about the way that you run your life." Psalm 145, verse 3 says, "Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure his greatness." It's good to start by just saying that no one can measure the greatness of God. To paraphrase Augustine, if you can figure it out, it's not God. Our human minds cannot figure out the greatness of God because he's God and we simply are not. One of the things we have to come to grips with in our lives is how do you get your view of God? Where does your view of God come from? And for many of us, we're tempted to allow it to come from our circumstances. If you got good circumstances, then God is a good God. But if your circumstances are bad, then you could start getting the notion that perhaps God doesn't exist. But when you think about that, that's a pretty limiting base to view God from. I'm just one person out of billions, and it's just circumstances right now. Even next year, one circumstances could change. And to think of the thousands and thousands and thousands of years of circumstances that people have had, the truth is that our circumstances don't even know the end of the story of their own self. So to base one's view out of something so limiting, it's just a shame. God is greater than what you're facing. If you base your view on just your circumstances, you're missing out on who God really is. The good news is that we don't have to guess who God is. God has told us himself. That's why he's given us his word. With this in mind, let's look at six ways we can change our life by changing how we think about God. And beginning with number one, we have to accept his unconditional love. You see, God is love, the book of James tells us. That means that if you're going to rethink your view of God, it begins by accepting his unconditional love. Let's listen to what Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says. It says this, "For it is by God's grace that you have been saved by faith, and this is not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it." You see, you have to earn a living, but you can't earn love. You can't earn hope, grace, assurance, forgiveness, or faith. They are gifts that come from God himself. You see, when you realize that God is a giving God, there's so much peace that's attached to this. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 talks about, "Therefore, since you have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done." Sometimes we fall away from that peace because we stop treating the gift as a gift. Did you ever get a gift that really wasn't a gift? Maybe at work you got a huge bonus. Here's a huge bonus. Or they gave you a car or something or a vacation. It really wasn't a gift. It was saying great job for the previous year. We expect more out of you next year. It really wasn't a gift. It was an expectation. And let's just be honest about it. The same thing is true of us sometimes in the way that we think about God. Sometimes we turn the gift into an expectation. God's grace is so big. God's gift is so great. We start to feel like, what can I do to earn? Is there anything that I can add? And we need just to learn to accept the unconditional love of God. The second thing, and before we actually speak about the second thing, which is to appreciate His holiness, let's look at this verse in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, which says, "For God has said, I'll never fail you, I'll never abandon you." Wow. The second thing is that we have to appreciate His holiness. When we say that God is holy, we are saying that He's completely perfect and pure, that He's like none other and nothing else. God doesn't make mistakes. There isn't even a trace of evil in His character. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 2 says, "No one is holy like the Lord. There is no one besides you. There is no rock like our God." Psalm 33 verse 21 says, "In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust His holy name." Isaiah 57 verse 15 says, "I am the high and holy God who lives forever. I live in a high and holy place. Yes, He dwells in holiness. But look at this. I also live with people who are humble and repentant, so that I can restore their confidence and hope." When we appreciate the holiness of God, when we accept His forgiveness, then we are transformed. We actually dwell with God in this holy place forever. God doesn't use His holiness as a bouncer to sort of keep us away from Him. He actually transforms us. He invites us to join in His holy presence for eternity. Instead of God's greatness, will you accept His grace and invite Him to be close to you? Will you accept Him as the God who wants to be near where you dwell and to dwell with you? The third way to change your life by rethinking your view of God is to trust His judgment. Most people get this wrong because they think about God's judgment and then they think about His wrath. But if we really want to understand God's judgment, then we need to start with His wisdom. God is the pinnacle of wisdom. He created everything. He understands everything. He knows what everything was made for and how it works. God knows the best for every single situation, and He knows what's best for you and I. To trust God's judgment means to realize that God is ultimately to judge what is right and wrong. He's the one who understands what's helpful and healthy and what's unsafe. He's the one to determine what's good or bad. To put it simply, God's judgment is always right. Romans 9:20 says, "Who in the world do you think you are to second guess God? Do you for one moment suppose that any of us know enough to call God into question?" Clay doesn't talk back to the fingers that molded, saying, "Why did you shape me like this?" Wow. Whenever you disobey God, we wittingly invite danger and problem into our life. Maybe you've been running away from the judgment of God. But what you don't understand is that when we allow God to determine the right and wrong, we are ensuring that we stay within His great plan for our lives. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12 says, "There's a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death. We think that we have the right way, but ultimately the result is death." That's why Proverbs chapter 3 verse says, "Think about God in all your ways and He will guide you in the right paths." You see, trusting the judgment of God is accepting His wise protection in our lives. The fourth way that we rethink our view on God is to understand His timing. Oh, this is difficult. The reality is that there are a lot of horrible things that we endure, and there's just nothing good about it. Perhaps you're just struggling in some of the most difficult time of your life, and you may be wondering, why is God allowing this to continue? Why hasn't He stopped it? It's in these moments that it's most difficult to understand God's timing, because there's nothing that seems right about it. Psalm 27 verse 14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." God says to wait for Him. Don't give up. The truth is, even though we can't see it, His timing is perfect. God doesn't merely deliver things that we need. He's the very essence of everything that we need and long for. He's our hope, our Savior, our salvation, our deliverer. Will you use your waiting time to ask God to show you something bigger and more valuable than what it is that you're wanting from Him? The fifth way that you change your life by rethinking your view of God is to respect His strength. We respect God's strength because God is strong. He's powerful. He is a place of safety and security. Respecting His strength means that I lean on His help when I'm in trouble. I lean on His help when I'm in need. We stop saying, God, I got this. And we begin to say, God, I'm inviting your strength into my life. At every point in my life, because I need you, strong and powerful God. Psalm 18 verse 2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my savior. God is our rock. In Him I find protection. He is our shield, the power that saves me and keeps me in this place of safety. He's so powerful. One of the secrets of doing that might be in the sixth step. This is the sixth thing that you and I can do to allow our lives to be changed by rethinking our view of God, and that's to enjoy His presence. Enjoy who He is. God wants us to enjoy Him, to enjoy being with Him. Psalm 16 verse 11 says this. It says, you have made known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. That's the kind of joy that God wants to give to us through His presence, because He is so close to us. God is so much greater than us. It's natural for us to think of God as far from us, like a mountain range, like at a great distance. But that's not true. God is close to us. The Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 8, I know that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for He's right beside me. Wow, it doesn't always feel like this. But we need to believe what the Bible says about God. In particular, what it says concerning this, that God is close to us. My friends, there's so much more we could say about God. But the reality is that how we think about God really does influence the way that our lives are conducted. I want to close off with this verse in Psalm 145 verse 3, which says, great is the Lord, He is most worthy of praise. No one can measure His greatness. It's true. It doesn't matter how smart you are or how much of Him you know through His word. He's just immeasurable in terms of His greatness. Father, I pray for every single person who's listening to this morning, that You would just reveal Yourself in a greater way, in a greater measure. Thank You, my God, that it doesn't matter what they're going through, You, God, are greater than their circumstances. So continue to show forth Your splendor. Continue to show forth Your majesty. Continue to show forth Your greatness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening today. If you were blessed by this message, consider how you can get involved and join hands with us in winning rural Africa for Jesus. We'd love to hear from you. Visit our website at gospelharvest.co.za for more information or sermons like this one.